patients and trolleys in Letterkenny University Hospital yesterday. Today we had 45. It's a war zone out there. It's ridiculous what our staff have to go through, never mind talking about the disrespect to the patients who are suffering. There's 10 beds lying empty in that hospital. You're throwing millions of euros at a cohort of individuals, just over 1,000 people. Three of those individuals are people who earn above 3 million euro. Private education for their children. Flights back to their home countries twice a year can be claimed back. Medical can be claimed back, and so on and so forth.
Some of these individuals who are getting this benefit of 111,000 euro of a tax reduction are earning in excess of 3 million euro.
The minister who tells us that he doesn't have enough money to support the thousands of people who have been denied home help this year has plenty of dosh for these guys here. Plenty of dosh for these guys here. The minister who tells us that he doesn't have enough money to support the children with special needs in terms of the additional resources they need has plenty of dosh for these guys here. That's the sickening thing about all of this here. And that's the reality. There are many sectors of our society that are crying out. We've respite services that are closed down in South Donegal. Like, parents, and like, I get so angry when I have to turn up to meetings of parents and children and adults with intellectual disability and them having to campaign and fight for their rights or the rights of their children. And time again, when we're talking to the HSC or when we're talking to the Department of Education or when we're talking to the Minister, it's, look, there's this, only a finite amount of resources, which there is. But the problem is you're putting them in the wrong pockets. No money for those beds to be opened. Let the patients lie in the hospital trolleys. Let the nurses and doctors deal with the crisis that's there, because we have this priority to look after. In this section of the finance bill, we have to make sure that these 1,000 people, some of them who are earning above 3 million euro, are looked after. A fraction of this money that you're spending on this here would open those services overnight.